This is a big win for the Congolese government and East African troops in North Kivu province to help combat M23 fighters. The rebels took control of the area's largest military base in October. Regional forces have been negotiating with the fighters to withdraw.
We are showing our goodwill, handing over Kibumba, then handing over Rumangabo, but we'll never continue to be observers while all this are taking place. So we will react, and we are giving a last warning to the government, to the coalition, for continuing to persecute our people and violating the process.
Fighting is fierce in some parts. Government forces and the rebels have accused each other of starting the latest flare-up in Masisi territory, an area rich in minerals. The rebels say they want to talk with the government, but Kinshasa is reluctant to engage. It accuses Rwanda of supporting M23. Kigali denies that.
The question is not about trusting them. The question for us as government is to trust the process. And we know things must be very tough in the ground, but we strongly believe that at the end of the day, Rwanda, because Rwanda is the one acting behind M23.
Thousands of Congolese are continuing to flee from their homes.
I tried going back recently with my family, but the rebels of M23 were still around my home area in Kibumba. It's still not safe for us, so we decided to return back to the camps.
Their houses have been raided. They cannot reach roads because of fighting. All this is a consequence of a conflict that has nothing to do with them. Catherine Soy, Al Jazeera.